We were contacted by our next guest with an interesting story, and it's all to do with the identity of the family of a man whose body was found washed up on the beach at Carntulla near Killybegs 80 years ago. The body in question was that of a young Canadian soldier, and he was on board a Canadian passenger ship transporting troops during World War II when it was torpedoed by a German U-boat. The young man in question is buried in Killybegs, but it's believed his family don't know that and were never told, and the hope is that they may still be around to be made aware of this and let know that he was given a Christian burial. Helen Gallagher is on the line to tell us the story in full. And Helen, you were telling us it was all to do with the ship, the passenger ship, the SS Nerissa. So what exactly happened, can you tell us?
Well, she was hit by a torpedo on the 30th of April 1941, and nearly everybody on board was killed or died. Except for 84 people who were brought to Derry, luckily enough. But a lot of the bodies on it, unfortunately, you know, some of them were never found. Some of them, believe it or not, they went as far up as Scotland and as far down as, as far as County Clare.
Yeah.
They were washed ashore there. Three men were washed in near Killybegs. Two were recovered and reported. A man called Duncan Bell, he's in Killybegs. And another man called Edward Gordon Robbins.
Yeah.
He is in the old graveyard in Killarney near Dunkineely. But then in July of 1941, my father was 16 years of age, along with another man called Jim Blaine. They were wandering around the shore, maybe gathering rocks, as they did back then, to make a few pounds. And they came across this soldier. Now,
yeah.
His body was in a bad state.
Because this would have been about 3 months after the U-boat attack. So obviously there was decomposition involved. So it was very traumatic, I'm sure, for your dad and his friend.
It was. My dad just told me that he found it, but he wouldn't talk much about it because I think he was really shocked to see that. But Jim was a different man. He was a great storyteller. In fact, he was a great man. He educated most of the young people around the area and history, from the World War history to local the famine, everything. He was a great man. He went into a great deal of, information about him, and he talked about him several times. And I do think he was disturbed himself by the sight he's seen, but I wouldn't even say on radio what he told us. So, just too disturbing.
What happened when they found this young man's body? What, to your knowledge, where did they proceed, or what was the next course of action?
Well, they ran home, I suppose, and the local guards were told about it, and there was the Sergeant Flood. He was in Killybegs at the time, and they rode out to pick up the body because of the state that it was in. You know, you just couldn't haul it up on, you know, it had to be very carefully put on the boat, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And then it was taken to Killybegs, and it was the poor man. His name was Bill Wilson. He was taken, and he was probably quickly buried in Killybegs, in St Mary's in Killybegs. And he, I just think the nobody ever bothered then about it. Maybe it was so dramatic for them as well. It was an awful thing.
Absolutely. So he was buried. He was buried. He was given an appropriate burial somewhere in Killybegs, but we know not where, Helen. Is not the case.
Unfortunately, you know, that's the thing. It wasn't marked, and I suppose at the time it was a different time. You know, people hadn't money, to put markers up, and because his body wasn't reported to the Commonwealth. The authorities that look after bodies all over the world, they didn't put up a headstone because there's several headstones. There's a headstone in Killybeg for Duncan Bell, and there's a headstone in McKillity for Edward Robbins.
Yeah.
But because his body was never reported, there's no head, no marker.
Yeah.
And the reason how I put two and two together was I do a lot of local history, and because of my interest, I just happened to be luckily enough come upon this article in the paper, and there it was. It was just like a light bulb moment. It was I told the name,
yeah.
And then it said Sergeant William W. Wilson in the paper, but because he was never formally reported, so I couldn't trace him. So then I thought, well, wouldn't it must be a bit of a coincidence that it was 1941, shortly after the Nerissa went down. And because of what happened with Duncan Bell and Robbins.
Yeah,
I thought yes, this is the man.
So we're thinking he was a young man. I think he was in his mid 20s. We think it was Sergeant Bill Omar Wilson. That's who you think it was, whom we also believe was originally from Toronto in Canada. Isn't that right?
Well, his last address was Ottawa.
Ottawa, yeah.
But his mother, her address was in Toronto.
Yeah. Now, in this day and age, it mightn't be the long shot maybe that we consider it to be, but you would dearly like to get in touch with this man's Canadian family just to tell them that he's buried in the Killybegs area and he had a Christian burial.
Yeah. You know, there was something sewn into his uniform to say that he was Catholic. So that's why he was buried in Killybegs, probably. But, you know, it would be hard to think that, you know, his parents went to their graves and never knowing what happened to their son. Like, he was only 24 years old. You know, it's sad that they didn't know what happened to him. But he had a Christian burial, and he's not, you know, there is a grave if we could find it, and you know, maybe the church records in Killybeg, they might actually have, there mightn't be a marker, but there might be something, information somewhere, somebody might have something. It's very possible, but at least they have an area, they if they ever wanted to come, you know, maybe great nieces or nephews, or maybe even brothers or sisters, I don't know.